It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. My name is Wendy Kate Stancer. I'm a registered nurse and nutritional counselor. Dar is taking a much-needed day off, and we wish her well. She works very hard every week doing tons of research for the show, along with seeing many clients and putting together new classes, giving presentations, running the business. And so, again, we really want her to have some time of rest and relaxation this weekend. I want to welcome Cassie Wienus to the show today. There's no shortage of expertise just because Dara isn't here. Cassie Wienus is a licensed dietitian and has been and a nutritional counselor, and she's been working with us for several months now. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wendy. I'm excited to be here today. Mm-hmm. We have a great topic, and frankly, I'm just excited to be out of the house today.
And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So, Cassie, can you tell your listeners what you've been up to the last few weeks? Because it's no small thing that you are here today, is it?
No, and I was just thinking that actually for the first time as I'm driving to the station today, I thought, wow, just 3 weeks ago, I was the mother of one, and now here I am driving to work.
The mother of?
The mother of two. And so, what, Monday, it will have been 3 weeks. So September 10th, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. We named her Marissa Marie.
Oh, how sweet.
7 pounds, 8 ounces, and she's doing great. We actually got to come home from the hospital a day early because both mama and baby were doing so good. So.
And now your labor went very quickly and very fast.
Very fast. Like... I was telling friends that all of a sudden it's like, whoa, we got to get to the hospital now. And we grab the little toddler Riley out of the crib. And
tell the people what he said when you were going around the corner.
Yeah, we're running red lights and going around the corners fast. And all of a sudden from the back seat, I hear Riley. He's 21 months now. Uh-oh.
He knew.
Exactly what I was thinking. Uh-oh, we better get there fast. But we made it just in time. The nurse said had we not called ahead, had she not had the room ready, I'd have had the baby in the hallway. So I'm thankful for a fast delivery.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and we welcome Marissa.
Thank you.
Marissa May?
Marissa Marie.
Marie. Oh, that's really sweet. So we want to thank you for taking the extra effort to be here today, as we have a wonderful show for everyone. But before we tell everyone what the topic is, we want to especially thank all of our listeners today, as you are what this work is all about for us. Thank you so much for being able to be doing this work. Wouldn't you agree, Cassie? Because every day we get to witness miracles. We have people call in or show up for our classes with their lives transformed by what we lovingly call the weight and wellness way. You literally can change your life with good nutrition. Cassie, besides the birth of your daughter, Marissa Marie, I'm sure you've witnessed several miracles of your own, haven't you, with counseling clients?
Absolutely. And that's why I just love my work here, because I do feel like I'm, along with all of you, I'm helping to make a difference in people's lives. And I've always wanted to be in a service profession, and this one allows me to provide service. A couple of stories that come to mind, I'm not going to go into specifics, but before I gave birth, I had several moms in of young kids, and it was never their major problem that was fatigue or being run down or being moody, but that was always part of the health history. It always came up. And through better eating, through nutrition, we were able to give them more energy, eliminate the mood swings, all those things that I think a lot of females, as mothers of young kids, they think that's just part of it.
That's just the way it is.
Tired, yeah, but it doesn't have to be. And so those are some of the very small miracles. There's other bigger stories of work we've done, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, so it's like not necessarily so. And I find myself saying in a lot of classes and just sitting down with people these days I remember that old story went back in biology where you put the frog in cold water and slowly warm it up. and then it doesn't know enough to get out of the pan and it boils to death. Whereas if you put a frog in hot water, it will jump out right away. And this is what's happening with the way that we're eating. You know, just like you just said, it's like we think it's normal to be tired and to have mood swings and just all of, I never cease to be amazed because still most people come and see us because they want to lose weight.
Would you believe a lot of that? And then
you sit down with them and they have thyroid disorders and chronic fatigue syndrome. And
isn't it amazing and we obsess on the weight when there's all these other components that they could be improving. But the good thing is when they come to see us, we can usually
impact everything.
Exactly.
So today, Cassie, and with the help of our listeners today, we are going to be dispelling myths about fat, especially the low fat myth.
Yes, we are. And we want to invite our listeners today to call in if they think they know a myth about fat. We've actually written down 10 of them today, but we want to see if our listeners can guess all 10 of them correctly. So if you think you know a myth about fat, call us at the station here at 651-641-1071. This is going to be a fun show. We're going to keep it real interactive. So give us a call.
Yeah, we want lots of listeners. And so, if you know a myth about fat, 651-641-1071. Cassie, I really think of all the things that we teach people, fats are probably the most misunderstood of all the macro and micronutrients, don't you think?
I absolutely agree. And I was one of those people that had a lot of misunderstandings before I came to Nutritional Weight and Wellness. As a dietitian educating people with diabetes, I was taught to teach them to eat diets low in fat. In every arena, it seems, even though the research and clinical outcomes show us otherwise, it seems in every arena we're still being told to eat little to no fat.
Yes, every arena. We know from reading current research that low-fat eating is harmful. Yet many of the medical professional staff and the popular magazines still promote low-fat eating, don't they? Why do you think this is?
You know, we get a lot of our information from the media, and I think the advertising is really driving us that way. And don't they say it takes 17 years to change a nutritional myth? Now, if that's the case, we really need to get started down the right path because every day of this low-fat eating is wreaking havoc on our health.
Yeah, it really is. It wouldn't just be bad enough if we just didn't lose weight, which many of us don't on a low-fat diet. We'll be talking about why that is. But so we're going to be showing you why low-fat eating is not only making us more obese, but unhealthy as well. And you don't have to dig into a research journal to find this information. It's actually mainstream. When I was doing research for the show today, I actually found articles on Fox News and the New York Times. Now, the New York Times article is the one I like the best, and it says, "What if it's all been a big fat lie?" And this was Gary Taubes, who has done, in my opinion, a wonderful job of journalism in this article. He not only includes lots of research, but epidemiology and endocrinology 101 he talks about. And that's actually the study of hormones and how they work in the body. And you would have thought that they would have looked at this way back when they were telling us to eat low fat, but they didn't. And many people still consider the endocrinology radical research because back in the 60s when they were looking at low fat, they were only looking at heart disease and cholesterol, and they did not look at the whole body. And I think we've experienced that a lot, too. It's like anything that happens anywhere happens everywhere in our bodies. And with the current, I think part of it is the compartmentalization of medicine. You know, it's like we have a brain surgeon, we have an eye surgeon, we have somebody that's a specialist in everything. But yet the whole body works together, and certainly our hormones go everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't be tunnel visioned when you're looking at research with nutrition and the body. You know, it's interesting, you talk about that a lot of this research emerged in the 60s, and I'm thinking back to a presentation I had to give years ago at a different job, but I was really focusing on when this whole low-fat craze started and why. And when you look at the history of things, okay, so we had research in the 60s coming out, and then it was in the early 70s that the Surgeon General came out and made a public nationwide statement saying that we have to cut back on fat, we have to cut back on saturated fat in order to curb all of this heart disease that we were beginning to see. And I think that's what really sparked the low-fat industry, and we're still
in
the midst of it.
And we're kind of stuck there. Well, we actually have a couple of callers that have fat myths for us. So we have Chris on line one. Chris?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what is your fat myth?
Well, my main, I guess you could call it pet peeve, is where people lump all fats into the same category. For instance, putting a bag of potato chips up against an avocado.
Yes.
And I'm just a real firm believer in real food.
Good for you.
She should come work for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's really difficult because people look at, you know, look up the number of fat grams like in walnuts or, you know, things that are such a mainstay of my diet. And I've been the same weight for the last 15, 16 years, mm-hmm. having changed on my own,
uh-huh.
having gone through a lot of different, you know, magazine things and stuff. I never went on any crazy diets, but just basically 90% of the time just eating real food.
And how did you decide to make a decision to do that? Because you didn't see that on TV, and you didn't see that in all the magazines that are at the supermarket checkout.
It was pretty much through trial and error. My last pregnancy was a diabetic pregnancy, and they threatened me with full-blown diabetes by the time I was 40.
Oh, wow.
If I didn't get things together, and I just never wanted to go through that again where I had to measure everything and, you know, write down everything. And it was just trial and error. The first thing I gave up was pop.
Okay.
And then I thought, I've been eating the same way for the last 30-some years, so why don't I take 1 year out of my life and just change?
Good for you.
Oh,
and then
that.
If I don't like it or it doesn't work, and I just cut out things like pop and just, you know,
processed stuff.
A lot of the really bad type snack foods. But mostly it was, I'm getting nervous, I'm sorry. But mostly it was just eating real food where there isn't a ton of ingredients.
You're doing a great job.
And
yes.
I finally, you know, lost the pregnancy weight and my weight's just been stable and I've never been on a diet.
Good for you, Chris.
I think she got myth number four.
I think she did.
All fat is bad for you. That's not the case.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. We have to take a break.
Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin-resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss. Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and I'm here today with Wendy Kate Stancer, who is a registered nurse and a nutrition counselor. We're having a conversation about the low-fat myths that are out there. If you have a myth about fat to share with us, do give us a call at the station here. It's 651-641-1071. If you've been listening, right before break, we did have a caller, and she stated for us myth number four, what we have as myth number four on our sheet, and that is all fat is bad for you. We know that's not the case. We know that from research and from seeing it in clinical practice. Wendy, what are one of the reasons why? Do you want to start out
well,
on that?
Well, yeah, and I think as Chris said, you know, she obviously very much impacted her life with eating real food, with eating real fats, and the fact that they lump all fats together, an avocado with a potato chip.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really need to look at, which we are big promoters of, is the real foods, the real fats. The fat in a potato chip is significantly different from the wonderful, lovely, healing fat of an avocado or a nut or a seed. And we also know that we have several healing oils, right, Cassie?
Yes, like olive oil, coconut oil. They have a lot of healing properties. Coconut oil, which time and again I will have clients say, oh, but that's so bad for you. I just read this or I just read that. So there is a lot of misinformation out there about coconut oil, but if you get a good organic unrefined coconut oil, it's antibacterial, it's antiviral. There's just a lot of reasons to include it in your meals. It can be cooked to a high temperature and not be damaged. I was going to say, do you want me to keep babbling on or should
just,
we take
well,
that
let's
caller?
Let's just finish myth four and then we'll take our caller. We also need to look at the nutrient properties of nuts and seeds with all the minerals and the wonderful omega-3 fatty acids in there, and that's really important. So now we'll take our caller. And let's see, is this Margaret?
Yes, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. I have enjoyed a few of the different educational classes that you guys offer, and I wanted to contribute a myth that, well, I've lived with for well over 15 years now.
Okay.
Back in the early 1990s, I came across a book called The Thermogenesis Factor.
Okay.
And the concept of that book was that the only way you got fat was by eating fat. Well, I took this to be the gospel truth, and for well over 10 years, I really neglected fats in general. And since having gone to your, you know, community education classes that you offer,
mm-hmm.
I have now incorporated those healthy fats into my diet. And I have to tell you, what I found to be the biggest change is my skin.
Okay.
And my level of energy. I just have more in me longer in the day.
Great. And what have you noticed about your skin, Margaret?
It doesn't seem to be as dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that, you know, I'm not having problems with pimples periodically, but just overall, it has a more even surface and a little bit of shine.
Great.
I don't feel so dull, if you will.
Good. And your skin is actually showing that.
Yeah, it is.
And your energy level.
Yes, and I started taking the fish oil as well.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add that I do appreciate your program, and you guys will be, or one of your nutritionalists will be coming into my work environment next month to do a employee educational class, and we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Margaret, are you were you instrumental in organizing that?
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm the one that got them on the bandwagon.
Way to go.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So you're going to be contributing to your workplace in a whole new way.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
It's exciting, and I wanted to share it.
So not only are you going to have more energy, you're going to have a bunch of coworkers that have shine and more energy, too.
Healthy skin and more energy.
That's great.
Well, I think that was myth number six.
Okay.
We have myth number six. You can lose weight if you just cut out the fat. Oh, that is so false.
Yeah, that is.
Well, have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Margaret. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep. Bye.
So let's look closer at that myth number six, Cassie.
Yes. Myth number six. Right. You know, if you and I've been there before. When I graduated from college in dietetics, that's what we were being taught was high carbohydrate, low fat. So, of course, I'm not only going to preach it, I'm going to live it too. And the cravings that I had, And you're just always thinking about what's my next snack going to be, what's my next meal going to be, because you're never fully satisfying yourself, not to mention the other physical changes that are going about in your body because you're not giving your body those healing and healthy fats. And Margaret mentioned some of those.
Exactly. And the thing is that it's just like you said, Cassie, again, when we go back to endocrinology 101, to actually biochemically what goes on in our bodies when we cut out the fat, when we add, so in place of the fat, what has been added for us is oftentimes high fructose corn syrup, carbohydrates, highly processed foods. And then what happens is that we get a yo-yo phenomenon with our blood sugars.
And don't we tell that time and again to clients that don't beat yourself up? It's not your personality. It's not you that is.
It's not lack of discipline.
Exactly.
It's not that, yeah.
It's real chemistry that's going on because you spike a blood sugar from cutting out fat and eating more carbohydrates. Anytime you spike a high, you're going to have to hit a low at some point. And at that low point, your brain is saying, give me sugar because I need some fuel right now. So it really is chemistry.
Right. It really is biochemistry and endocrinology. So I know for myself, when I came to see Dar, it's been many years ago now, but it was like I didn't realize. I knew that I had done Weight Watchers 7 times and I just couldn't stay on the program. And you can imagine where my self-esteem was at that point. And here it is. It's time to take a break again.
Shoot.
Did you know that healthy fats actually slow down the release of carbohydrates into your blood, creating a balance of insulin and glucagon, which is the key to unlocking the fat banks your body has been saving so that you can begin burning stored fat as muscle energy? We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try Foods to Reduce Pain and Inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and I'm here with Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor. We're having a discussion about the myths surrounding fats, and there are a lot of them. If you have any you want to share with us, please give us a call at the station. The number is 651-641-1071. We do have a caller we're going to get to in just a second here, but I want to quote a study that I found.
That's a great study.
Yeah, and it's really recent. It was published in August of this year in the Journal of Obesity. The title is Low-Calorie Sweets Might Still Make Kids Obese. I think we can correlate it to adults as well. What they found is that they did it in animals, but they're correlating it with humans. They found that animals learn to associate the taste of food with the amount of calories it provides. So the researchers are speculating that kids who eat low-calorie, low-fat versions of foods that normally have high-calorie, high-fat content will develop distorted connections between taste and calorie content, and this results in overeating as adults.
Wow.
And that makes sense in my mind. I think if we're eating a lot of low-fat stuff that never satisfies us, we get too stuck on quantity. And then as we move to the full-fat, full-calorie stuff, we don't realize when to stop.
Yeah, exactly. And there's biochemical reasons for that, too, we'll talk about later. But let's take our caller, Carol.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what did you had a question for us?
I do.
Okay.
I read food labels
okay.
all the time.
Great.
I still have a question about fat. I'm looking, for instance, at a can of beans.
Okay.
Beans here.
Okay.
It says total fat is 1 gram.
Okay.
Saturated fat is 0, trans fat is 0.
Okay.
What kind of fat is that 1 gram then?
Great question. So it's coming from, there's two other types of fats that they're not listing there. So poly unsaturated fat and monounsaturated fat. So it has to be one or the other or a combination of.
Well,
what's in the ingredients? Let's go to the ingredients,
okay,
Carol.
That's funny.
So there has to be beans in there.
Okay. Here's the ingredients. White beans, water, brown sugar, sugar, bacon, salt.
Okay. So do you know where the fat is coming from?
No.
The bacon.
Oh, okay. But
yeah.
That wouldn't be poly or mono, would it?
That's a saturated fat.
Yeah.
So
zero for saturated.
Yeah.
Well, I have another example here. Here's a dark Hershey's chocolate bar. It has 11 grams of fat. Saturated fat, 7. Trans fat, 0. And the other two aren't listed. So what are the other 5 or 4?
Yeah, that would be a combination of the poly and the mono, and they're not required to list those. The FDA requires that they give you total fat. And I know they have to give you trans fat, and they're probably required to give you saturated fat as well because.
Yeah, and I don't understand why if there's bacon, it says. But anyway,
they do
really funny things with the labeling also, but especially it is confusing, isn't it, Carol?
Yes.
Well, and I think I think that if it's under 0.5 grams,
right,
that they don't have to list it. So likely the bacon is contributing a little less than a half a gram of fat, and I would imagine there's some monounsaturated fat in that bacon too, because we know that beef, pork, the animal fats do provide monounsaturated fats, even though we tend to think saturated right away. Mm-hmm. There is a good deal of monounsaturated fats in those animal foods as well.
Okay, so I can assume that the missing numbers are going to be healthy.
Yes.
Right. What you really want to look for. And we always want to look for real food, you know, like bacon, that's a real food, beans, that's a real food. When it has things like, hydrogenated soybean oil or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil or cottonseed oil, those things are not good for us.
Yeah.
So as long as it's, real food, we don't really worry about the fat grams. We worry about what the fat is that's in the ingredients.
Well, right. I agree with that. I've just always been puzzled by what are the missing.
That's a great question. Because labels are confusing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting.
Well, it reminds me, and we should touch on this because it relates to our whole fat topic here, that trans fats, we know for a fact, if a food has less than a half of a gram of a trans fat in it, for whatever reason, the FDA has said, well, you don't need to list it. You can just put 0. Well, think about that for a minute. You take a bag of Doritos.
Right.
They even advertise across the front 0 grams of trans fats.
Right.
Well, what a great marketing tool. But if you read in the ingredients.
And it's a very big 0, too.
Yes. If you read in the ingredients, there are partially hydrogenated oils, so you know it has trans fats in it. Let's say it has 0.49 grams,
mm-hmm.
so they can say 0, but you eat several servings, because I don't know many people that can only eat one serving. Well,
right.
By the time you get done with those chips, you've had a few grams of trans fats, and even 1 or 2 grams is very unhealthy for us.
Right. The only safe amount to eat is 0. Which brings us kind of, Cassie, too, to the whole saturated fat myth.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say that's a myth?
7. Absolutely.
And
the saturated fats, we need all types of fats. You mentioned it with the last caller.
And we'll get right back to that after our break. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and weaving. Tell me what was
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and I'm here with Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse. We're talking about fat myths. I think we want to jump back into myth number 7 in just a minute, but first I want to say to anyone out there that wants to learn more about nutrition in general, or you might have a specific topic, but you can attend a nutritional weight and wellness evening class through community education. This is a great way to learn more, and it's very affordable. This week, you can find our classes in Eden Prairie, Invergrove Heights, Apple Valley, Minnetonka, St. Paul, and we're even teaching one over in Wisconsin, Hudson, Wisconsin.
Woohoo! I love Wisconsin.
And the topics are Jumpstart Your Metabolism. There's one called Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods. We have a brand new class called Gut Reaction, Restore Digestive Health Through Nutrition. And then we have one called Managing Insulin Resistance and Blood Sugar. So if you want more information, you can check out our website to see the locations and times of each of these classes. Our website is weightandwellness.com. That's A-N-D, weightandwellness.com, all one word. Or you can call our office at 651-699-3438.
And I would just like to remind everybody, if you'd like to join us in our conversation about fats today, or if you just maybe even have a question, give us a call here at the station, 651-641-1071. And are we ready to take the caller, Cassie? And then we'll go back to myth number 7.
Yep.
Susan, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi.
One of the myths that I have that is, I think, prevalent is, the correlation between saturated fat and potential heart problems, as well as the amount of fat in a diet.
Right.
And that leads me also to my question. I think on one of your previous shows, I heard that you recommend somewhere around, say, 60% of your daily caloric intake should be of good saturated fats, or did I hear that incorrectly?
So you could have heard it correctly, but incorrectly for like all of us.
Uh-huh.
And what we probably said, Susan, is that if you're diabetic, like people that have very unstable blood sugar, sometimes they actually need to balance that blood sugar, have about 60% of their calories in fat. And this was a study done at the University of Minnesota. 60% is high for most of us. Usually what it looks like is more like 30-35%,
okay.
Although there are some studies that are recommending, even higher fat. But you want to get, 30-35% of your calories from fat. And then we want to have a combination of fats. We want to have saturated fats. Now, do you know what saturated fat is, Susan?
Uh-huh.
Well, for those that don't, saturated fat basically just means it's solid at room temperature.
Uh-huh.
So our saturated fats are those that come from our animals,
mm-hmm.
and those that come from butter, mm-hmm. and coconut oil.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, and she had a great myth there, saying that, and I don't think we have that one exactly spelled out on our list of 10, but that's a great one, that saturated fat causes heart disease, I think is basically what Susan was saying. And boy, we could do a whole nother show on why that is false, but saturated fats in moderation are an essential part of a healthy diet. So
okay, yeah,
thank you,
Susan. I had heard around 30%, I guess, I think is even what the American Heart Association recommends.
30%?
Yes.
Is the 30%, uh-huh.
30% or less is what the American Heart Association says for
correct.
Total fat, right?
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, we have another caller. Should we?
Oh, I think we should.
Keep
yes.
going while we...
Linda, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question about if you're trying to incorporate more of the good fats into your diet, like the coconut oil and olive oil, but you're taking a statin for cholesterol.
Yes.
Is that going to counteract, all the good things that the good oils you're eating? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Okay.
First of all, that all medications that we take do have side effects. What the statin drug does specifically, Linda, is it interacts with the liver and prevents the liver from forming cholesterol.
Okay.
So we can still take like healthy fish oils, people that have high cholesterol. And what we know about high cholesterol is that basically is coming from inflammation in your cardiovascular system, in your arteries. So we still want that healthy fish oil and healthy olive oil and all of our good, healthy, real fats.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
And
so,
and that won't interact. I mean, it won't, the statins doesn't prevent that from working or vice versa. So.
Okay. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And we have more calls, Cassie. So
keep
we'll
on
just,
going.
We have Rick on the line. Hi, Rick.
Hello. I think we just heard on another program that coconut oil was a really healthy oil for you as long as it wasn't hydrogenated.
That's correct. That would have been Barb, our expert on fats, talking last week about anti-aging.
Okay, and so then today we just turned on the radio and we heard that it was not a good oil, and we thought, it really needs clarification, it seems like.
Yeah, well, the coconut oil is a wonderful oil.
Okay.
And it's antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that we have a cold-pressed or expeller-pressed.
Uh-huh.
Certainly organic is the best. So
okay.
Coconut oil can be good or bad, depending on how it's processed. If it's refined and hydrogenated, yeah, then it's not good. Coconut oil is very wonderful if it's expeller pressed, unrefined.
Okay.
And the best, of course, is to get organic.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Rick.
Okay, bye.
So that brings us to one of our myths somewhere, Cassie, is to really, we need to pay attention to how our fats that we use are processed.
Exactly. Because if they're going through the typical set of steps that come along with commercial oil manufacturing, you're really damaging them by the time they get to your body. So take canola oil, for instance, because I know a lot of people think that is just such a great and
healthy. Right. We've been told that.
Healthy oil. So I know we need to go to break, but I just want to say that it typically goes through so much manufacturing. They have to add gasoline to extract oil from it. They heat it to a really high temperature. So by the time that we ingest it, it's a damaged oil. And so it's damaging our body.
So we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Worried that your cholesterol is a little high? Has your doctor suggested that you take cholesterol medication or change your diet? If you've decided to change your eating, Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a proven plan to normalize cholesterol numbers. After helping hundreds of people raise their HDL good cholesterol, lower their LDL bad cholesterol, and reduce triglycerides, they're confident diet is the answer. Their diet is scientific. It creates the results you want. The nice thing about their plan is that it's not a starvation diet, and you don't have to eat tofu. You will be amazed how effective nutrition can be in normalizing cholesterol. Even better, there are no side effects. You may also discover other benefits from this approach, such as increased energy and better moods. If you are ready to commit to an eating plan to manage your cholesterol, give Nutritional Weight and Wellness a call at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
We're back with Dishing Up Nutrition, and we just have a few minutes left to dispel the myths on fat. And so if you have tried to call in and were unable to get through or have a question and don't really want to be on the air, please give our office a call at 651-699-3438, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. And we want to talk about a couple of exciting things that are happening real soon. One is October 13th. We're actually going to have Ruth Kozlak on the radio with us, and we're excited about that, and we're going to be talking about sleepless nights, mood swings, hot flashes, and weight gain, guess which life cycle we are in. And this really pertains to fat also. If we don't get the good, right, healthy kind of fats, we do end up having mood swings and a lot of hormone issues. And then we also are going to be with Ruth Kozlak. Myself and Ruth are going to be presenting this class on menopause, and we're going to have lots of fun. It's going to be, again, very interactive and very entertaining, as Ruth is quite funny. This is going to actually be at the Edina Community Center October 23rd and later on in October. So, again, if you have any questions about that, please call our office at 651-699-3438. And we have a caller on the line, Cassie. Let's just take that caller before Kelly. Hi, yes. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Did you have a question for us?
Hi, I do. Mine's actually not on fats. I was just wondering if you guys do anything with daughters, like just helping them learn how to, you know, for positive body image and how to eat healthy. I have a middle schooler and then two in elementary school, and you watch their friends and everything, and it's really a struggle, I think, for the kids to just have a normal perception.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that our material is all completely geared for even children to understand. I've had mothers and fathers come in with like a 5- and 7-year-old, and okay, they totally understood everything that I was saying, and they really, they were actually trying to take care of their mother who was diabetic. And they just, they got all the information. I mean, Dar, who has put all this material together, was a special ed, in charge of special ed in the St. Paul school systems, and has just done a wonderful job of everybody understanding that. And Cassie, I'm going to throw it over to you for the two classes we have for.
Right. There's one called Kid Friendly Nutrition, which would be great for your daughters to attend. And, you know, you could attend it with them. What is the title of the other one, Wendy? I've been out on maternity.
Yeah,
mommy brain.
Good food for healthy kids, and then the other one is more geared for teenagers. It's
more adolescents, and you can find it on our website too. So we certainly do have ones geared towards kids, and I commend you for thinking of your daughters. We are so, as females, I think, influential. I mean, I can think back to my childhood and how influenced I was by the media, by my friends, but also by my parents. And I was just reading an article that talks about how mothers are one of the key factors in whether or not their daughters have healthy eating habits. So just being that you're thinking of it already, you're probably a great role model, but I think that is key too, is to, even if we are dieting as mothers, don't talk about it in front of your kids and encourage healthy eating habits and you know, don't focus on weight, focus on other things.
And exercise.
Yes.
I think that's so key for kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, this is a multifaceted issue that we have with obesity. And one of the things I read is like, it was phenomenal. It was like 2/3 of us by the year 2015 are going to be obese.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's predicted with, you know, getting kids out from in front of the TV, getting them active, eating real foods
eating
and making choices
foods.
And one of the things I know when I hear you talking, Kelly, is I always think of Mary Hauge, who has, she has two teenagers now, but when she started 3 years ago, and then her daughter's like 9. So they were pretty young. But at every meal, she sat down and said, this is what, where's the protein? This is why we need protein. Where's the fat? This is why we need fat. And then these are your carbohydrates, and this is why. And just kept repeating it and having them repeat it back to her. And
she had a couple of kids that were so
very ill.
Ill and addicted to carbohydrates. And so, yes, and that is what's going to make us fat, is the carbs. So she would always say, if you want seconds, you have to take a little of everything, not just the bread.
Eat in balance.
Right. Well, thanks, you guys, for everything you do.
Thank you, Kelly. And it's time for us to go. And just remember that good fats is the magic within you.